the wishbone come from out of the chest bone.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's a pocket thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And some people get some out of the turkey and I get it. Sometimes I open the breast of the chicken, it comes out whole.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some people have it for love.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of taking it and kids taking it and pulling it?
Uh-huh.
And
want to get the longest one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What would they say something about, well, they want to get one end or the other of it.
Uh-huh. But it's some kind of riddle they have it out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Now what about, what would you call the inside parts of the pig that people would eat?
Chitlins.
The chitlins?
We ain't be called the inner tube.
The what?
Inner tubes.
Oh!
That's the guts.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And now, the chitlins is all the guts. That wouldn't be just the... Not just the intestines, is it? I mean, that's...
The chitlins, that's it. And the maw.
Oh, and the maw.
Uh-huh. And the maw. They have the maw, then the guts.
Uh-huh.
The guts is the chitlins.
Uh-huh.
And the maw is what holds the food.
Oh, I see. Now, what would people use that for anything?
Yeah.
They'd eat the maw, too.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Wash them, empty the maw, and wash it out, and soak them out, and cook them. They sure are good, too.
Well, what about the liver?
Well, the liver is good. They sell it out. They sell it in the Pacific, since
yeah.
All different.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, when it's time, like to feed the cows and things, to feed the stock, people say it, they call that time...
Feed the stock.
Mm-hmm.
Well, feed the chicken, feed the hog, feed the cow,
and
feed
you
the
say
horses.
And they call that time...
To feed.
Mm-hmm. Feeding time or
feeding
something.
Feeding time, uh-huh.
Now, have you ever heard people call cows to get them to come in,
mm-hmm,
out of the pasture?
We used to go out, Super, Super. We had one cow called Pink. Super, Pinky, Pinky. And she'd come to all the rest of them go home,
oh,
and get out and whistle for the mule.
Mm-hmm.
I can't whistle down. Make a whistle and the men would. Mule would come up.
And they whistle.
And mm-hmm, call the pigs up. Piggy, oh piggy. Oh, I'm tired of getting so much of my old country stuff.
No, I like it. I love it.
No, but you're going to get y'all, a bunch of y'all get together and laugh.
No, I don't get together with anybody on this. This is for my schoolwork, you know, and this is not,
uh-huh,
no, it's not for fun or anything. Well, what about chickens, when people would call chickens?
Chick, look like old setting the hen.
And then they cluck like his hand sometimes. Well, what about, now you said you were telling me if you wanted to start your horses up, you tell them to get up.
Uh-huh.
I think you said that earlier.
Yeah.
And what about if you wanted to stop, what would
whoa,
you
do? If you're plowing one, whoa, gee, get up. Gee haw.
Gee haw.
Uh-huh.
What would be gee haw mean?
Gee. Is haw is G is straight for.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Haw is the turn.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa,
mm-hmm,
is the stop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, now if you wanted to get your horses ready to go someplace, you might say, "Well, I got to go out and
saddle up my horse,
mm-hmm,
and I'll hitch up my horse."
Mm-hmm. And if you were gonna put it onto a buggy or a wagon, you'd say that you needed to
pick up the horse,
mm-hmm,
buggy.
But now, what would be a harness?
Harness is,
mm-hmm,
put on the horse to hitch him up into the buggy.
Oh, to hitch him up,
mm-hmm,
into the buggy.
Put the old bracket and the belly band and thing, bridle,
mm-hmm,
and all.